The first draft of American history has many authors, including journalists from ethnic media, newspapers, websites, radio, and TV stations dedicated to reporting news for minority communities. An exhibit opening this weekend at the Newseum in Washington, D.C., explores the role such media outlets have played since the country's founding. Hansi Lo Wang of NPR's Code Switch team went to the Newseum and has this story.
Where's a good place to get started?
Let's just start over here.
Let's start over here.
Sharon Shahid leads me through a timeline of ethnic media outlets over the years. She's the lead writer of the exhibit, which features some unexpected icons of American history.
I didn't know Abraham Lincoln owned a German language newspaper.
Shahid says Lincoln bought the paper to court German American voters in Springfield, Illinois. The country's first German language newspaper was founded more than a century earlier in Philadelphia by Benjamin Franklin.
El Clamor Publico.
Cherokee Phoenix, February 21st,
South Central LA and the neighboring Koreatown.
A video in the exhibit shows journalists and artists reading excerpts from some of the country's oldest Latino, Native American, and Asian American publications. They often served as the main outlets for the unique perspectives of each community. Shahid says that's especially true for new immigrant groups.
What they did in establishing their newspapers and their radio stations, it was a very American thing. They served as a bridge between the old country and the new country. That's what helped them become American.
Within the African-American community, ethnic media gave voice to the long struggle to be recognized as equal citizens. The exhibit nods to this history with displays of Frederick Douglass's pocket watch and the diary of Ida B. Wells, another civil rights pioneer who published an African-American newspaper. But it was a photo of a chubby-cheeked teenager that caught the eye of visitor Chester McCoy, a social worker whose family lived in St. Louis.
And we got Jet magazine. If it was in Jet, it was correct.
And it was in Jet that many African-American readers saw the mutilated body of 14-year-old Emmett Till. His murder in 1955 helped galvanize the civil rights movement.
So I was a little kid, and I'm looking at it, not understanding it, because I'm not reading at that age, but I look at the pictures and I make this connection. He's black, I'm black.
It's very emotional, and I have very vivid memories of Emmett Till and the newspaper clippings at that time.
For Beverly Cumbo, a retired tour guide from Brooklyn, New York, African-American magazines and newspapers have always been a staple in her media diet, one that has more choices since the growth of ethnic media in the internet age, says exhibit writer Sharon Shahid.
So many of them now, they've multiplied. You know, you can't even keep up with them anymore. They've got a worldwide audience now.
An audience for the diverse voices that make up the American story. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Washington.